Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. It's Berg Vivant. It's theater time with Lonnie the Theater Lady. What do you got?
I have a really fun show to tell you about.
Yes?
Yes, The Mousetrap.
Let's talk about The Mousetrap.
Oh, wow. I can see why this show has been playing in London continuously for 60-odd years and over 25,000 performances.
It's a mystery. The show's a mystery. It's not a mystery why it's been playing. No. The people know what I'm talking about.
Exactly. It's an Agatha Christie, the old chestnut. Uh-huh. And the basic plot is that several people are trapped in a guest house trapped by a blizzard and they can't escape, and it turns out that one of them is a murderer, but nobody knows, of course, except the murderer, who that might be. So the whole show is trying to figure out, a police detective is there trying to figure out who is the murderer, and it was just so full of twists and turns and red herrings, and as an audience member, you're never quite sure, and you didn't know until the very, very end, and I won't tell.
Oh, of course not. Right.
But this was a beautiful production by Prime Stage. When I walked in and saw that set, I felt like I was... It makes you feel as though you are actually in an English guest house. Very charming, beautifully done, silhouettes on the wall.
It was at the Hazlet, right?
Yes, at the New Hazlet. And this cast, I thought, really did justice to all the characters. As you know, each of the characters are very, very quirky.
Oh, yeah. Agatha Christie, they're all like a type.
Yes, and they played their types beautifully. The young married couple, the Ralstons, who ran the guest house, were played by Leah Beebe and Eric Martin, and they were just adorable together. And you really, truly believe they were a married couple. Then, the exotic... A foreigner that was staying there, I can't even pronounce it, Mr. Paravicini, was played by Parag Goel, and he was really good in that role because sometimes sinister, sometimes funny, sometimes charming. You never really knew what to think of him. And I also enjoyed Miss Casewell, who was played by Jenny Malarkey. And she was kind of the... What was her name from the Beverly Hillbillies? Jane Hathaway? Uh-huh. You know, the button-down, very... And she did that very well, very convincingly. And, Greg Messner played Christopher Wren. And he was just the sweetest, most lovable, innocent. You know, everybody was just charmed. The whole audience.
Nobody's really innocent in a murder mystery. I know. Until proven innocent.
Everyone is charmed by him, certainly. And Joyce Miller played Mrs. Boyle. And, of course, Mrs. Boyle is kind of the crotchety one, which she did it very well. If I didn't know Joyce and know what a sweet person she is, I would have believed she was crotchety. And Joseph Rittenhouse was Detective Sergeant Trotter. And he gives a commanding performance as this detective, and just kind of takes over the stage. He's very powerful in his role. I enjoyed that. And Major Metcalf was played by William Yannity. And he wasn't on stage as often as some of the others, but when he was on stage, his presence was very strong and noticeable. And he was the military man, and he gave you the feeling that he really is. So I must say, I found the whole show entertaining, charming, funny, and the British accents, sometimes I complain to you, I can't understand what they're saying. I understood every word of every one of the actors. I was so pleased. And they all had their British accents.
Wonderful.
I don't know. What else should I tell you about it? What did I skip? I skipped the director, didn't I? I did. And it is directed by Richard Keitel. And he deserves a lot of credit because the pace was just going like it needs to be. Never a dull moment, that's for sure. That's the first dull moment.
In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and BergVivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find BergVivant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvivant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.